7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unemployed Coloradans have about a week to be eligible to get paid by the state for going back to work. People must find a job by June 26th and stay working at it full-time for 8 weeks to receive the $1,200 bonus from Colorado's Labor Department. So far, more than 11,000 people have taken advantage of the program, but they still need to be verified by the state. Local governments will now be able to pass stricter gun laws than the state. Governor Polis signed the bill into law Saturday, which was introduced by Democratic lawmakers following the Boulder King Supers shooting. The new law makes it possible for cities to enact their own citywide assault-style weapons ban. Earlier this year, a judge blocked Boulder from instituting that kind of ban, ruling that it violated state law. A 25-year-old black veteran who participated in a Black Lives Matter protest in Colorado Springs last summer was acquitted last week on charges that he illegally blocked a road, the Gazette reports. The protester, Demerick Webb Rivera, attended the protest last July. His lawyer told the paper that he tried to negotiate with prosecutors on the charges, but they refused. If Webb Rivera had been convicted, he would have lost a security clearance he needed for work. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow has introduced a bill to help Afghan allies. It would increase the number of special immigrant visas for Afghans who worked for the U.S. and remove some application requirements that are considered burdensome. Crow served in Afghanistan in the U.S. Army and says locals who worked for Americans have always been a target for groups like the Taliban.
The new problem is that we're not going to be there to protect them anymore. So it becomes much more acute and severe, and that's why there's an urgency to it.
Crow and other lawmakers have pressed the Biden administration to do more to clear the visa backlog before the American withdrawal from Afghanistan in September. That includes evacuating Afghan allies to Guam as they wait for their visas. Parts of Colorado are staying fairly cool today, then getting much warmer tomorrow and Wednesday. Around Denver, it's highs in the 70s this afternoon. Colorado Springs in the 60s. This is CPR News.